This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Happy Friday. Here's a new funeral process getting some attention. Freeze drying the deceased. Instead of cremation, the body of the deceased is placed in a freeze dryer. Process removes all the moisture from the body, which is shaken violently, reduced to a powdery dust that can be buried. This kind of stuff just creeps me out. Experts say we shower too much. Yep, a lot of soapy showers undermine the integrity of your skin and damages your skin's ability to repair itself through natural oil production. The result? Dry, irritated, cracked skin. Okay. Hey, here's more on Mayo Chup. Apparently, 500,000 Americans didn't have anything better to do earlier this week, so they went on the Kraft Heinz Twitter page and voted to bring Mayo Chup to America. Remember, Heinz said if they could get 500,000 people begging for their mashup of ketchup and mayonnaise, they would bring it to the States. So they're doing it. Probably under a different name. Someone on their Twitter page already suggested ketchonaise. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. With a few random facts. The Sox in Boston Red Sox and Chicago White Sox is a shortened version for stockings. Maybe you knew that. Bet you don't know. An average of 3,234 Americans go to the ER every year from tanning bed injuries. And Ernest Hemingway set a world record for fishing back in 1938 by catching 7 marlin in one day. I swear. According to a new study, the average American experiences 1,205 stressful events every year, from traffic jams to dead cell phone batteries. And our favorite way to express ourselves is swearing. Yep, average person drops their first swear word by 10:54 a.m. each day. And 25% of us don't even make it to 9. Top things that stress us out on a regular basis include money, not getting enough sleep, our health, our job, our significant others, our kids, our home life, family responsibilities, the news, and of course, politics. Best way, of course, to ward off all that stress is to keep the classic hits coming. We do our best here on Cozy. New survey out asking what's funny and what's not funny. Life going by is funniest, and toilet humor is least funny. Yeah, observations of everyday life makes us chuckle the most. Silly things in the news. That's why I do Knuckleheads in the News, by the way. Impressions, sketch comedy, improv also on the list. 7% find nothing funny. Absolutely nothing. There's a high-tech company figuring out a way to preserve all the information in our brains. Yeah, this is creepy too. Idea behind the project, which is put together by a company called Nectome, is to preserve all the information by freezing the brain so that hundreds or thousands of years from now, a future scientist can scan the brain and turn it into a computer simulation. Unfortunately, it's impossible to survive the whole brain freezing process, so you'd be dead. But isn't that a small price to pay for coming back to life in the future? No. Finally, Harvard researchers say they found the key to happiness, simply to have good friends. They say having good relationships affects almost every aspect of life, including professional success and physical health. And according to one of the study authors, loneliness is just as dangerous as smoking or alcoholism. Hey, join me tomorrow for the 5th Annual Business Expo and Job Fair. It'll be going on till 2 o'clock at Baseline Middle School in South Haven. I'll be broadcasting live on Cozy from 11 until right up to the Tiger pre-broadcast. at 12:45. It's a free expo put on by your local chamber, local businesses, showcasing their products and service. Some are even recruiting seasonal or permanent staff. Some cool prizes are given away too, including a 55-inch HD TV. First 500 through the door, get a free goodie bag tomorrow, Saturday, Baseline Middle School, the 5th Annual Business Expo and Job Fair. I'm there at 11 live on Super Hits 103.7. Knucklehead news out of Ohio, where a guy is facing a serious criminal rap after allegedly threatening employees at a temp agency with harm, then telling cops he was only trying out one of his gangsta-style raps. Henry Morgan IV showed up unannounced at the agency, said he'd been referred by a friend, but when he was told the job he wanted was already filled, he said he was gonna, quote, mess up, unquote, the folks on site. Fled the scene on a bicycle, was nabbed a few blocks later. According to police, 43-year-old insisted he had no intention of becoming violent. Said that he was a rapper that sings songs and maybe didn't realize what he had said. Morgan already had an outstanding warrant for a 2017 assault. Proving again, rhyme doesn't pay. The Daily Buzz. If you see something I should buzz about over the weekend, send it to me, please. Paul at WCSY.com. Fax is 637-2675. Drop things off here at the station if you'd like. 11637 M140, the address right across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. You can also leave us a message on our Facebook page or tweet at COSYFM. Podcast of The Daily Buzz available at WCSY.com. Become a subscriber of The Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. I am Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again on Monday. I'll talk to you tomorrow from the 5th Annual Business Expo and Job Fair at Baseline Middle School in South Haven at 11. Have a great weekend.